Yeah, you can't chew your gum during this.
Did you swallow yours?
Did you have gum?
Please stand. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As we celebrate Amanda and John David's marriage, let us worship God. Please be seated. We gather in the presence of God to give thanks for the gift of marriage, to witness the joining together of Amanda and John David, to surround them with our prayers, and to ask God's blessing upon them so that they may be strengthened for their life together and nurtured in their love for God. God created us, male and female, and gave us marriage so that husbands and wives may help and comfort each other, living together faithfully, in plenty and in want, in joy and in sorrow, in sickness and in health throughout all their days. God gave us marriage for the full expression of the love between a man and a woman. In marriage, a woman and a man belong to each other, and with affection and tenderness, freely give themselves to each other. God gave us marriage for the well-being of human society, for the ordering of family life, for the birth and nurture of children. God gave us marriage ultimately as a holy mystery, in which a man and a woman are joined together and become as one, just as Christ is one with the church. In marriage, husbands and wives are called to a new way of life, created, ordered, and blessed by God. This way of life must not be entered into carelessly or from selfish motives, but responsibly and prayerfully. We rejoice that marriage is given by God, blessed by our Lord Jesus Christ, and sustained by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, let marriage be held in honor by all. Who gives this woman to be married to this man?
I do.
Let us pray. Gracious God, you are always faithful in your love for us. Look mercifully upon Amanda and John David, who've come seeking your blessing. Let your Holy Spirit rest upon them, so that with steadfast love they may honor the promises they make this day, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. We read from the Epistle of St. Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. For love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. But faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. John David, do you take Amanda to be your wife? And will you love her faithfully as long as you both shall live? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Amanda, will you have John David to be your husband? And will you love him faithfully as long as you both shall live? If so, say, I do.
I do.
And do all of you, their family and friends, give your blessing to Amanda and John David and promise to do everything in your power to uphold them in their marriage? If so, answer together, we do.
We do.
Well, they do. And that's good news. Because this is a community event, the two of you become, well, you become three, actually, because your identity as a couple is a new being, and it comes into the company of all these people that love you. So how does that feel? Feel pretty good right now?
Yeah.
Right now it's all right. This is at this sort of groundswell of love behind you, you know, carrying you to this moment, and the good news is that when this moment passes, and it will before too long, they'll be there too. So this feels great. I would be willing to bet most of what I have that anyone here who has been married longer than 10 or 15 minutes would agree that it doesn't always feel this way. Not always. Most of the time. And to illustrate what this means and how you might deal with the fact that it doesn't always feel this way, we have a little tradition in our family that anytime there's a celebration where gifts are exchanged, somebody usually says, can I open one now? Would you like to open a gift now?
Sure.
Yep. Absolutely. The good news is I brought one. This is a gift for you, and go ahead and open it, and we'll wait. It's going to take a little while because it's really well wrapped, and it's not my fault. I said, wrap it up, and they took me seriously. So, you can dig in there. It's not going to break.
Okay. Sign it?
Nope. Okay. It's in there somewhere. It is. They told me there's a lot of tissue paper. Getting close. Okay. Just hold it up. Let everyone see. No, it's all right. You could even drop it. It's solid enough to land on grass and it'll be okay. It is a, well, it's a crystal prism. And, you know, you can actually see the light refracting through it. It is what I call a science experiment. Because what a prism does is it takes this white light that's all around us that we just sort of take for granted. Oh, the light's on. The sun's out. How about that? And it refracts the light into its constituent parts. And maybe when you were in elementary school science, you learned that the colors of the spectrum were, well, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. There's an acronym for that. Those are actually the same colors of the rainbow. But what they are actually is what all color is. That is only part of white light. All of the colors of the rainbow, when taken together, are white light. Now, the prism refracts them into their constituent parts. Well, the metaphor is this, that love, like white light, is the sum of all feelings, just as white light is the sum of all colors. Everything we feel, well, that's what love is. We don't always feel just like this. Right in there, metaphorically, refracting is, can't believe you said that. And I'm not sure I meant it that way. Well, it won't matter. And the point is It's in there because it's supposed to be in there, because this happiness that we feel now in a marriage gives way to joy, which is even more than happiness. It's the feeling of restoration when things are not all that great. So the next time you have one of those moments, and everybody here who's been married longer than 10 or 15 will have one of those moments, well, the prism may remind you that it's in there because it's supposed to be. It's supposed to teach you something about the depth of and the full dynamics of love. So my wish for you, and I'll hold on to this for a little bit, my wish for you is that every day of your life, and we're going to hearken back to this idea in the wedding prayer, which will occur in a little while, is that every day of your life, when you feel deeply, whether you feel deeply feelings that tickle or feelings that scare you or feelings that cause you pain or feelings that just don't feel like this, well, you have each other to hold and to have. And my fondest wish, in light of this prism and what it does, is that every day of your life, especially at the end of each day, you feel together as might a double rainbow. Amen. Let Nicole hold that stuff. And now, Amanda and John David, since it is your intention to marry, with your promises, bind yourselves to one another as husband and wife. John David, say these words. I, John David,
take you, Amanda,
to be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
And in sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
According to God's.
According to God's.
Holy ordinance.
Holy ordinance.
And to you I pledge my faith.
And to you I pledge my faith.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
Amanda, say these words. I, Amanda, take you, John David.
I, Amanda, take you, John David.
To be my wedded husband.
To be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer or poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
According to God's.
According to God's.
Holy ordinance.
Holy ordinance.
And to you I pledge my faith.
And to you I pledge my faith.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
What do you each bring as a sign of your covenant and promises to each other?
A ring.
The perfect circle of a ring symbolizes eternity. May these rings be to Amanda and John David signs of unending love and faithfulness, reminding them of the covenant they have made this day. John David, as you place this ring on Amanda's finger, say these words. This ring symbolizes our union.
This ring symbolizes our union.
For today.
For today.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And all the years to come.
And all the years to come.
You are now my life partner.
You are now my life partner.
My beloved.
My beloved.
My friend.
My friend.
With this ring.
With this ring.
I give you my heart.
I give you my heart.
I have no greater gift to give.
I have no greater gift to give.
Amanda, say these words as you place this ring on John David's finger. This ring symbolizes our union.
This ring symbolizes our union.
For today.
For today.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And all the years to come.
And all the years to come.
You are now my life partner.
You are now my life partner.
My beloved.
My beloved.
My friend.
My friend.
With this ring.
With this ring.
I give you my heart.
I give you my heart.
I have no greater gift to give.
I have no greater gift to give.
Will you all join me in prayer? Eternal God, creator and preserver of all life, giver of all grace, look with favor upon your world and especially upon Amanda and John David. Grant, O God, that their joys may be doubled, since the joy of one is the joy of the other. that their burdens may be cut in half, since when they share, they divide the load. Bless this husband and this wife with faithfulness and devotion. Grant that their lives be so knitted together in your will and their spirits in your spirit, that they may grow in love and peace with you and each other. May they seek you first, O God, for it is in loving you that they may love each other all the more. It is in being faithful to you that they will be ever faithful to each other. We are grateful for the witness and blessing of those who have gone before John David and Amanda, marked by the sign of faith and love, who now rest from their labors. We remember especially Billy and Delois, Maud, William and Vicky, David, Joe, and Wanda. May their memory give this couple strength and joy. May they not expect perfection in the other, for that belongs only to you. May they be quick to minimize each other's weaknesses, swift to praise the points of strength in each other, and so always to be able to see each other through a lover's kind and patient eyes. Give them courage when they hurt each other to recognize and confess their fault. Give them the grace to seek your forgiveness and to forgive each other. Give them enough tears to keep them tender, enough hurts to keep them humble, enough failure to keep their hands clenched tightly in your hand, enough success to make sure they walk with you. And above all, grant, O God, that at each day's end, they may be found as they are now, hand in hand, thanking you for each other. Grant, we pray, that all who've witnessed these vows today may find their lives strengthened, and all who are married may depart with their own promises renewed. All this we pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us all to pray together by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We will now celebrate the creation of a family. The containers of crystal here represent Amanda, John David, and their new identity as a couple. Renee and Pauline are here to witness and celebrate this new creation. As each pours in the crystal to the common container, they show how the individual colors create a beautiful masterpiece of love and mutual respect. And just as the crystals are forever intermixed, so are the lives of the people being celebrated today. Today, a new unified life is shared within this new family. Amen. Before God and in the presence of these people, Amanda and John David have made their solemn vows to each other. They've confirmed their promises by the joining of hands and by the giving and receiving of rings. Therefore, I proclaim that they are now husband and wife. Blessed be the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Those whom God has joined together, let no one separate. Amanda and John David, as God's own beloved children, clothe yourselves with compassion and kindness and patience, forgiving one another as the Lord has forgiven you, and crown all things with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor all your days and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please welcome Mr. and Mrs. John David and Amanda Boren.
ready?
Here, I'll take all that stuff. Thanks.
Very nice.
Thank you. I appreciate it.